Blog Talk Radio.
Ministries on Sunday. I'm Pastor Sabrina, and you're here, and the Holy Spirit is here, and Assistant Pastor Bill is here, and God bless you all in the name of Jesus Christ. We are a Christian Protestant Internet Church and a local church assembly. And we meet on the Internet every Sunday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And whatever time it happens to be when you get out of bed and rub your eyes and say, okay, Lord, it's time for church. If you need a cup of coffee, now would be a good time to get it. Also, we are about to celebrate Holy Communion. So as you're going to get the coffee, get your elements as well. Amen? Praise the Lord. We're so happy in the Lord. We've been fasting. We've been seeking the Lord. The Lord's been moving, and he isn't finished yet. He has a lot he's going to do in us. Amen? Amen. Some of us have finally pulled out our crock pots, and now we know why we bought them. Amen. Praise the Lord. We had some good old-fashioned homemade soup. Amen. And good old-fashioned time with the Lord. So we're growing in the kingdom of God, and this is a great day in the kingdom in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. To all of you who are home and for some reason you have the sniffles, we love you in Jesus' name, and we bind up your sniffles in the name of Jesus. Just get rid of those things and tell them they can't stay because Jesus didn't ordain for you to have sniffles. On the cross, he said, it is finished. And so that's the end of your sniffles. Amen. Praise the Lord. So what are we about to do? Well, we're going to repent of our little sins. That's what we're going to do. You see, before we take Holy Communion, we get clean with God. We tell the truth. Amen. We tell the truth. We admit that we've sinned, and we don't pretend and call it something else. We don't say, I made a mistake. We knew that was wrong. We did it anyway. Amen? So we tell God the truth that we knew we were wrong, but we did it anyway because we felt like doing it or whatever the case may be. Or we felt intimidated, or we felt fearful, or we felt whatever we felt when we did what we did, but we did it anyway. So some of us have been arguing with God. And in a message not too long ago, we discussed the fact that we need to stop doing that. But some of us, you know, arguments die hard. So we're growing. We have one discussion with God, and we come to another place of agreement. Then we have a different discussion with the Lord, and we come to another place of agreement. And we keep going till we're fully in agreement with the Lord, and there's no more argument. Amen? Sometimes you have to work at submission, saints. It doesn't necessarily all come at once. It would be nice if it always did, but that's not the way humans are. So we have to work with who we are as humans, and we have to work with who we are in Christ. Amen, to bring it all into agreement with Jesus. You know, saints, sometimes we go through difficulties in life, and we don't necessarily understand why. And so we don't understand why, so we have a bit of an attitude with the Lord because we feel like he just let something happen to us that just shouldn't have happened to us because we're his little child, you know, and how could you just let this happen to me? Well, things happen to everyone. We're in a world full of sin and corruption, and sin and corruption tears up life. It destroys the abundant life that our Heavenly Father gave us when he created Adam and Eve. And so because we live in a world with so much sin, so much evil, and so much corruption, everybody has issues. Amen? Amen. So just because it happened to you doesn't mean it's something out of the ordinary or unusual. It has happened to some other Christian before. Amen? Amen. And you say, it couldn't be like this. I have news for you. Yes, it was. Amen? So just wipe away those tears. Jesus will help you. Wipe those tears away. Blow your nose. Get that over with now. And say, okay, Lord, I trust you to take me through this. I trust you to walk me through this every step of the way and to help me become a stronger believer than I've ever been before. Amen? Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Well, Lord, where do you want me to start? How do you feel today, saints?
Awesome.
Good. Isn't that great? the Lord. Yay. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, thank you for another day in the kingdom.
Amen.
Thank you for another day we get to praise your name. Thank you for another day under the blood. Thank you, Lord. Father, you already know the things we messed up, and we're sorry we messed up. Amen. But we know when we come to you and tell the truth, you forgive us, and you cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, Lord, we messed up this week. We did some murmuring. We did some complaining. We got a little irritated. You know how it goes. But, Lord, we love you.
Amen.
We love you. We love you. And we're still growing and becoming just like you. So we thank you for every opportunity that we have to start over again and get it right. We thank you for every single opportunity to start over again and get it right. It's never too late to get it right in Jesus. Amen? So, Lord, we want to thank you for every time that you dug us out of a problem, every time you've rescued us, every time you've come to our need, every time you've answered our prayer, every time you provided the solution, every time you've been right on time when we thought you were going to be late. We just want to thank you, Lord, that you show us what to do. You show up and you show out. You are God Almighty and there's no one else like you. Amen, 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 amen. You are Almighty God and there's none besides you. You care for your people. You love your people. You take care of your people. Those Buddhist people cannot say this about Buddha. And those Muslim people can't say that about Allah. But we are loved. We are loved of God. And we receive your love. We forgive everyone that ought to be forgiven, including ourselves. And we receive your love and your acceptance. We forgive everybody who rejected us. And we forgive ourselves for rejecting others. We want to thank you, Lord, for your grace. We want to thank you, Lord, for the privilege of being yours. Thank you, Jesus. You died on the cross to make it possible. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name. Now, if you have your element, amen, if you have your element, I heard an old, old story about a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious love atoning, and I repented of my sin and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood, Lord. Thank you. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, thank you. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Partake of the bread. After the same manner also, He took the cup when he had supped. Thank you, Lord. Saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Partake of the cup. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself. Not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the victory. Thank you for the victory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the victory. Thank you, Lord. Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to pray, saints. Amen. We're going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the midst of our jubilation and celebration, there are some who are weary. And, Lord, we pray with them. I'm weary, Lord, bone tired, weary to the point of tears and past them. Your word says you will never grow weary, but I know you understand weariness. Because once you dragged a heavy cross up a long, lonely hill. Many times you had nowhere to lay your head, and people who needed you pressed upon you by day and by night. My reservoir, Lord, is depleted, almost dry. For longer than I can remember, I've been dredging from its sludgy underside, giving myself and my loved ones the leftovers of a life occupied with endless tasks. You know, Lord, I got caught up in that rat race thing. The elastic of my life is so stretched out of shape, Jesus, that it doesn't snap back anymore. Once I'd like to say, it is finished, like you did, but you said it just before you died. I guess my job won't be over till my life is. And that's okay, Lord, if you'll just give me strength to live it. Deliver me from this limbo of half-life, not just surviving, but thriving. You who know all, you who know me far better than I know myself, deposit into my account that as I spend myself. There may be always more to draw from. Lord, I need some cha-ching today. In fact, I need overflow. Give me strength to rest without feeling guilty, to run without being in a continual frenzy, to soar like an eagle. You know, Lord, those eagles have an awful good time up there in the air. They just spread their wings and let your wind come underneath them and take them wherever the current is going. They do not flap forever. They flap once, twice, and then they just float on air. I'd like to do that, Lord. I really would. I'm tired of over-the-board, breathless canyons of the life you still have for me, both here and beyond. Oh, Lord, just to soar in you like the eagles do. Ah, that's what I need today, Lord. Thank you. Amen. Amen. See, God knows how we feel sometimes, saints. He understands when you ran out of gas. He knows you were running hard trying to make 100 because you're determined that you're going to get past 99. He understands when you have a list of things to do so long you can't see the end. He knows when you're still trying to catch up with all the things that you didn't finish doing last year. He understands clearly how you feel. And he's come to say that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. Amen. So if we will just cast our cares on the Lord and allow the Holy Spirit to escort us from one assignment to the next, we won't be so breathless when we get to the end of our day. There'll be something left in us to praise the Lord with. We might not get accomplished everything that was on our little checklist, you see. But God knows when you put too much on that list anyway. Amen. 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 You know, you think you're 20. I hate to tell you this, saints, but you're only 20 once in life. It doesn't come again the next year, and then the year after that, and then the year after that, and then the year after that. If you've passed 20, those days are now over. Amen? And so it behooves us, because we are wise saints, to make adjustments. Amen? And to allow the Holy Spirit to take us through all the curves and changes of life, the valleys and the mountains too. Amen. It's so much easier when we let him lead us versus when we charge ahead on our own. Amen. There's victory in Jesus. Yes, there is. But sometimes we have to find out we're wrong first. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, Father, we want to thank you for the armor of God. It's time to go to war. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan the strong man, all his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, all of his underlings, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, orders, and we cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous in Jesus' name. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. We close and seal all portals, all channels, all open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind wicked principalities, powers, rulers of God, of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to a strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We want to thank you, Lord. We want to thank you, and we give you praise. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks onto the hands of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, reporters, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar demons, listeners, electronic and digital demons, technology demons and their attacks, electromagnetic attacks, smart technology and particles, techno-paganism, and mind control by the occult. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ, and you have no authority over us in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We bind Leviathan spirits and their attack, Kundalini spirits, water and marine spirits, sex devils, unclean spirits, passive devils and their attack, pain-afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation, artificial intelligence, smart dust, in Jesus' name. We bind you. You have no right all the sorcery devils and their attacks, seducing, womanizing, drone spirits, whoredom spirits and their attacks, Havana syndrome, brain changes, injuries, all remote viewing, all sonic and audio weapons, and the voice of the charmers in Jesus' name. We bind all the voices of the strangers. You can't stay here in Jesus' name. All the whoredom spirits and their attacks, all the hypnotic and trance devils and their attacks, all targeted radio frequency attacks, pulse weapons and their attacks, microwave attacks, debilitating sonic frequencies, and we bind you in Jesus' name. 5G and components, the work of every druid, and EMF attacks, we bind you. Everything coming off the towers, we bind you. Everything sent by the satellites, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts, and we bind all Morgellons attacks and return every attack to the senders. The culture of corruption worldwide. We bind Buddhist black magic, Santeria, Kabbalah, Egyptian, Chaldean, Hindu, Indian, African, European, Caribbean, Jamaican, African, Australian, Native peoples, Caribbean and Latin American, black and white magic in Jesus' name. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils, and we bind all evil spirits which take animal form, all shape-shifting spirits. We bind each demon responsible for the dominion of sin in the American culture. We bind impulsivity, inattention, racing mind, and hyperactivity. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that's been committed. We bind the lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela effect and all satanic ritual abuse devils and satanic worship and witchcraft dedications. We bind you in the name of Jesus. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects. We bind all spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits. We bind spirits of infirmity, supplanting the gods of the people of the land, the gods of the groves, and every spirit that exalts science, logic, human reason, and demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. You are bound in the name of Jesus. We bind mammon and his agents. We bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, sabotage, spy against, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, defile, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, corrupt, undermine, despise, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of the generation of fools and the spirit of the fool, the anger of the fool in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We return to sender according to the covenant, all and every reprisal, retribution, counterattack, retaliation, all avenging, all blowbacks, all vengeance, all, every boomerang, each payback, and all requiting of our righteous warfare in Jesus' name. This includes every evil work, mark, rite, ritual, ceremony, sacrifice, proclamation, pronouncement, vows, root work, or sin against us, astral projections, sending demons to us to work against us and against all that pertains to us. No demon, no wicked person, or unrighteous event left behind in Jesus' holy name. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order and New Age movement, the spirits and works of the oppressors, all false religions, numerology, horoscopes, the spirit of the children of disobedience, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, make-believe and fantasy, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic demons and practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, foul PK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. We bind you all in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind you all in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, and we bind the king of pride in the name of Jesus. We destroy Leviathan. We destroy Leviathan and his works in Jesus' name. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices, We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and the temptation to sin. We bind Baal, Beelzebub, Belial, Moloch, Baselech, Python, Baphomet, and 72, Neptune, Atlas, Mammon, Apollyon, and Zeus. We chain you with eternal chains under darkness in Jesus' name. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, codes, triggers, tumors, and we return their affliction to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We break the power of every Masonic ritual and rite and ceremony in the name of Jesus Christ, the spirits that support such evil in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the work of the Demolé and all of their artworks in Jesus' name. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, and witchcraft back on their own heads as well as their mind control in Jesus' name. We bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. We repent of an evil heart of unbelief in accord with Calvary. We ask you, Father, to teach us to guard our hearts with all diligence. Lord, we've come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief in whom we serve and obey. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for kings and all who are in authority and all true Christians everywhere. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. We want to thank you for that, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We cut ourselves free, Lord, from every ungodly silver cord, ley line, soul tie, attachment, covenant, agreement, vows, pledges, pacts, leagues, oaths, consents, and every form of agreement with the demonic realm. We destroy and tear down walls of protection around shamans, nanotechnology, Satanists, wizards, warlocks, witches, sorcerers, and divinators in Jesus' name. We break the power of every love spell, vex, hex, curse, every power of the devil, every fetish, charm, and spell, all psychic thoughts, witchcraft, voodoo, magic, sorcery, potions, bewitchments, death spirits, jinxes, pain, sickness, and torment, destruction, all psychic warfare and psychic powers, incense and candle burnings, incantations, ungodly blessings, crystals, hoodoo, root work, tribal rituals, and every ungodly thing being sent to us in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for covering us in your holy blood. We cover every vehicle that belongs to a member of this church as we travel in the road in the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. We take authority and dominion over animals and demons on the road so that they do not cross our path. We thank you, Lord, that our angels go before us and ahead of us to protect us in Jesus' name. We want to give you praise, Lord. Now, Lord, those demons that are still in our house, we take authority over them in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind them. They will not bother us today in Jesus' name. We send them back where they came from in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for the victory that we have in you, Lord. In Jesus' holy name, and everybody said amen,
amen,
amen and amen. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Well, it's time. It's time for the word, saints. It's time for the word of the Lord to us today. God has something to say to his people. You know, when I sit down with the Lord, to do the message. I have no idea what he's going to do. I never do know. He won't tell me. And so I'm happy about that, because if he did, I'd be too busy thinking about it to get rid. So he doesn't tell me. Isn't that nice of him? Amen. Isn't that nice of him? See, he knows you. He knows what you're going to do. He knows all about you. He knows exactly what you're going to do. Amen. That's more like it, Lord. He knows. That's why sometimes the Lord doesn't tell you some things that you want to know the answer to. Sometimes you just don't need to know. Amen. Sometimes you just don't need to know. So we're going to talk about a sure refuge. A sure refuge. Saints, the Lord our God is well able to protect us in every situation that we will ever encounter, whether in this life or after death. Let me say that again. The Lord our God is well able to protect us in every situation that we will ever encounter, whether in this life or after death. You know, there are some people that are concerned about what will happen when they die. Jesus will come get you if you're a Christian, and you'll go to be with him. And so what are you all uptight about? Amen? What are you all uptight about? If you're right with the Lord, everything ought to be okay with you. When it's your time to go, just say adios and don't promise to send postcards. You'll be fine. And what God promises to us, he is well able to perform. He's already going to do it. We just get slow and go, really, Lord? Yes, really. Seriously, Lord? Yes, seriously. You mean you're really going to do it? Yes, I'm really going to do it. I have to wait a little longer? Yes, you have to wait. Okay, Lord, I'll wait. See, it'll be all right. It's going to be all right. The eternal God is our refuge, and underneath are his everlasting arms. Amen. Sometimes saints feel like they need to be cuddled by God. Well, God does that. But if you don't ask for it, you probably won't get it. He does that. He'll come hold you in his arms. He'll hold you till you fall asleep. But if you don't ask, you might not get it. Amen? So if you've been wanting that and you're not getting it, chances are it's because you didn't ask. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Our God is our shelter. He is our protection from danger and difficulty. He stands in between us and what might happen. He provides his children with safety, with shelter, and a safe retreat from danger, which seems as though it's about to happen. Our God gives us freedom. Freedom. We have freedom from danger, freedom from injury, freedom from damage. In Psalm 71, beginning with verse 1, Psalm 71, beginning with verse 1, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Somebody needs to say amen right there. Amen. Deliver me in thy righteousness and cause me to escape. Oh, you've been trying to get out of it anyway. Incline thine ear unto me and save me, Jesus, save me. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. I can come back to you over and over and over and over again. Thou hast given commandment to save me. See, he's already told the angels, you know, you see what they're getting into. Go get them. He's already given commandment to save us. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Has anybody been to St. Augustine to see the fort? It's a big fort. It's a strong fort. It's been through a lot of wars. But it's still there. And if you're inside of it, what's on the outside can't get to you. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. Well, you know, we need that now because our world has changed a lot. We have all heard the testimonies of the saints who experienced God's intervention. Accidents have been prevented. Harm and injury have been avoided. The negative outcome that was expected never happened. Grace showed up to the rescue instead. Our God you should be running around the room about now. It's okay. Our God is our safety belt, the very same as used by telephone linemen, window washers, and those whose work is high and in risky places. He keeps us from falling. You know those tightrope walkers? They could drop dead in a second. All they need to do is sneeze at the wrong moment. But you see, God holds on to us. He keeps us from falling. And he is the difference between death and life to us. Literally. Literally. You're driving down the road, and this semi makes a turn into the road and doesn't see you there. How wonderful. You can't call Mighty Mouse then. He can't come to save you. He's not going to fly in to save the day. You have to get over that, though, you know. Mighty Mouse is not coming, okay? You need to rely on someone else. That's the way it works. In Jude, verse 24. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. See, I told you so. He's able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Just as you were about to backslide, he snatched you right back. Isn't that a blessing? Just as you were about to give up for the last time, he pulled you back. He's able to do that, but you have to believe him to do it, you know? Yes, you do. He is able to keep us from falling into temptation and sin. Luke chapter 11, verse 4. Luke chapter 11, verse 4. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. He does this all the time. It doesn't matter if it's 11:30 at night or 6 o'clock in the morning. He does it. But we have to believe that he does. We sing the song which says, Jesus, be a fence all around me every day. Jesus, I want you to protect me as I travel along the way. I know you can. I know you will. Fight my battles if I keep still. Lord, be a fence all around me every day. It is wonderful to enjoy the song and the music, but we must learn to apply this truth to our daily lives. Isn't that the truth? Amen. We must develop faith that our God is our protection. No matter what happens, whether we're out of our homes or in our homes, some people have literally lost their lives inside their homes. But you see, there are others who have escaped. He stands between life and death with us. Amen? Amen. We must develop faith in our God that he is our full-time protection, not that ring thing. That ring thing, you know, not the ring thing. Not that. No, it's God, not the ring thing. We must allow the truth of the scriptures to find a deeper place in our hearts and in our lives. ADT cannot get in the bed with you when the devil tries to choke you to death. Amen. Yes, they're watching on the computers and looking at everything, but they can't stop demons. Saints, we have a covenant relationship with the only true and living God. He is the King of Kings and the creator of all that is. Our Father has given us a personal invitation. It's personal. It's not generic. It's personal. A personal invitation, and not to us only, to come into his presence for a personal audience. You know, you have to apply and wait for a long time if you want an audience with a king. But you see, you can skip to the front of the line because you're his child. I remember many, many years ago when John Fitzgerald Kennedy was the president of the United States of America, and he was sitting in his office behind his desk, and his child came running into the room. There was people, press conference people, all these important people with their titles, and he came flying in there like they weren't even there. Amen. And later on, he popped out from under the desk, as children do, for his own photo op. You see, when you're a child of the king, you can get in when other people can't. You can get his undivided attention. It doesn't matter what's happening in China. It doesn't matter what's happening in Indonesia. It doesn't matter what's happening down the street. They can be shooting at each other, and he will still listen to everything you have to say. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You have a personal audience with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the God who made the entire universe and wiped all but 8 people out with a flood. You can walk right up and you have his full undivided attention. There are a lot of people that can't get that because they don't have that personal relationship with him. But you do. You do. Don't take it for granted. Even Jonah prayed to God in the belly of the great fish, and God heard him and delivered him, and he got barfed out. Amen. He got out of that fish, finally. Took some repentance, but he got out. He had his freedom. Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Now, did Jesus just say all the power of the enemy? All the power of whatever enemy is coming against you. He's already given you the power. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. So don't lay there and get hurt, okay? That's the idea. You've got the power. Why are you laying there getting hurt? If you need agreement, ask the Lord, Lord, I need agreement. I need you to send the angels and make these demons come subject to the name of Jesus Christ. You got to open your mouth if you want to receive what's actually yours.
Yes.
You can't sit there with closed lips. Well, the devil's trying to choke me and I can't talk. Well, your spirit man can speak. Your spirit man can speak. Your spirit man can speak. All you can say from the inside is Jesus. That's all you need. That's all you really need. So, in Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, have not I commanded thee? We've been given a command. Be strong and of a good courage. Get rid of the chicken that's been with you all this time. You should have plucked that thing by now. Be strong and of a good courage. You shouldn't be a chicken anymore. You've been with this ministry for 5 years and you're still a chicken? Something's wrong. Be not afraid. It's not a suggestion. It's a command. Neither be thou dismayed. Oh, I just don't know what to do. I just don't know what to do. Really? And the God of the universe lives in you, and you just don't know what to do. Well, you might want to ask him what to do. For the Lord thy God is with thee. Whithersoever thou goest, God says that he is with us wherever we go. So you're under the bed trying to find that thing that fell. And the board moves and the box spring falls on you. And there's nobody in the house but you. Well, the angels are there. The Holy Spirit is there. Jesus is there. The Father is there. So don't spend all day down there underneath that box spring, okay? Open your mouth to the Lord. Spit that dust out and say what you got to say. We are commanded to be bold and to be strong. We are commanded to get rid of fear and doubt. Mm-hmm, that's the truth. It's a command. We must forcibly evict fear and doubt from every area in our lives, regardless of our age. We must forcibly evict fear and doubt from every area in our lives. We cannot allow fear nor doubt to remain in us at all. Nowhere. So you afraid of your shadow on the wall. Well, guess what? It's time to do something about that, don't you think?
Amen.
More like pastime. See? It must go. And it must go now.
Amen.
He means it. It must needs be go. Well, let's look at James 4:17. James chapter 4. Verse 17, therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. It is a sin not to have faith in God's protection for our lives. It's a sin. It is sin to know what God has told you to do, and when the right opportunity to perform his instructions arrives, you fail to obey God. That's sin. That's what King Saul did, and it cost him dearly. It cost him dearly. You know, God's been talking to you every morning, and he's been telling you that this is what I want you to do, and this is what I want you to do, and this is what I want you to do. And you say, all right, Lord, I'll do it. Okay, a month goes by, and then the opportunity to do it pops up. And you sit there and act like God never said anything. That's sin. That's sin. That's wrong. That needs to change. Amen? That needs to change. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 6, for which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. I don't think anybody really wants to come into contact with the wrath of God. At least not anybody with any level of intelligence. But it comes on the children of disobedience. When you don't want to obey and you're not going to obey and you didn't obey because you didn't want to obey, that's wrong. Proverbs 29, 25, Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 25. The fear of man bringeth a snare. It's a trap. When you're afraid of people, when you're afraid of what people might say and what people might do, you know you need more exercise because you're extremely overweight. But you will not get up and walk down the street because people will stare at you and say things. Well, you're wrong for doing that. It doesn't matter what people say. You, when they stare at you, you wave and say, God bless you, and keep on trucking down the road. That's what you're supposed to do. You're not supposed to let people's stares, glares, and intimidations move you at all. In fact, that would be the perfect time to wear your T-shirt that says, Jesus is Lord, praise the Lord, and to wear your other T-shirt that says, are you saved? Amen. If you're going to walk down the road, at least advertise Jesus. You're so large, everybody's staring at you. Well, give them something to look at. Amen. Romans chapter 8, verse 31. Romans chapter 8, verse 31. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Well, you know, I went and applied for that job, but I don't think they like me. Well, what do they have to do with it? You have favor from the Lord. I want to go in the credit union and apply for that loan, but I just don't know if they'll give it to me or not. Well, first of all, did you ask your Heavenly Father, could you have it? Did you ask him? No, you went to that credit thing on the Internet and you asked it. That's not your Heavenly Father. You go to him. You might not have to go to the credit union when you finish talking to him.
Right.
Come on now. You know this the truth. Amen. But you're going to sit there and shake and quake, and I don't know if they're going to accept, because you know I had some stuff on my credit report. He didn't ask you about that. Don't you have the blood of Jesus? Can't it cover your credit report? I was just wondering about that, you know. Amen. Can't the blood of Jesus cover your credit report? Okay. Our God is our true protection in times of great danger. In Isaiah chapter 25, verse 1, Isaiah chapter 25, verse 1, O Lord, thou art my God. I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name, for thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. Verse 4, for thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress. Has God ever been strength to you when you were poor? Has he been strength to you when you were needy and in distress? A refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat, when the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall. You're getting blown out by everything else they're doing. Isn't he enough for you then? But you know something, if you never go through those trials, if you never have those experiences, you don't have that solidified in your heart. As much as Christians like to avoid adversity, it makes you grow up. It makes you grow up. Amen? Saints, do you believe this? Praise the Lord. We're getting better. In Psalm 27, the Lord tells us that in the time of trouble, he will hide us. Our God is our hiding place. Nor are we allowed to hide in any other beside him. I knew a woman once who used to be able to hide herself in herself till God got a hold of her. And then that was the end of that shell game. You see, we're only allowed to hide in him. Psalm 143, you know, young people try to do that these days. They call it something different, but that's exactly what it is. They think they're slick, but they're not. He's coming for it. Psalm 143, beginning with verse 8. Psalm 143, beginning with verse 8. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. I flee unto thee to hide me. Lord, do I have to tell that? Okay. Long, 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 long time ago, I moved to this city, and I wanted privacy. I had begun my career that I studied for in college, and so I was trusting the Lord to keep me from somebody that wanted to find me. He happened to have been an ex-boyfriend. And so I just went on about my daily routine, what I did. And one day I was walking from the apartment buildings to the mall. There was this little path that you could take from the apartment building to the mall, a direct shot at the mall. And as I was walking, I was noticing this bird over in the bushes. And so I decided to stop walking and watch. And there was a male bird flying around trying to find her. And all she did was hide in the bushes. And he never found her. And so the Lord was speaking to my heart, telling me, you can go right on with what you're doing. He's never going to find you. And he came looking for me. He found out what city I was living in, and he decided that he wanted to talk to me. But you know something? He never did find me. Amen?
Amen.
God's good at what he does. He never did find me. In fact, later on, I found out that he was right in the vicinity of my apartment building. And I'm like, well, how did he decide to come there? Right in the vicinity of my apartment building. But he never found me. I said, thank you, Lord. And that was long before I had a prayer language. That was long before I had all this faith I have now. This was when I was like still a nice little Methodist girl. Okay? Amen? God is able. He is able. So, Lord, I'm running to you to hide me. The devil's after me, but you are the one I run to hide. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 18, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 18. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom. The Lord shall deliver me from every evil work. The Lord will hide you even when you're the one in violation. I can remember this time when I didn't have enough money to get a new tag. You know, you got to put the little new sticker on or else you're supposed to get a ticket. And so at first, I would get to the red light and I would sit there and just about sweat. But as time went on, I learned to just begin to sing to the Lord. I began to sing to him, and I calmed down. And I said, Lord, you know, when those people went over into foreign countries that weren't, where those people weren't Christian and they were taking in Bibles, you covered the Bibles, and people, the officers thought, the inspectors thought they were looking at something else. They didn't see those Bibles right there. So you can make blind eyes to see, and you can make seeing eyes blind. Amen?
Amen.
God takes care of his people. And we need to believe that he does that. Jesus is our Savior. He rescues and preserves us from harm, danger, enemy, and from wicked and evil people. He will protect us from wicked and evil people, but I suggest you do some praying and ask him to. He's standing there ready to do it, but somebody needs to open their mouth. Amen? So there's a witch in your neighborhood, and a wizard is the mayor of your city. Who's going to protect you from evil? It certainly will not be the Ghostbusters. They are not coming. Neither will the Cape Crusaders. They're not coming either. No Batmobile is showing up to pick you up. You forget that. It's just not going to happen. They're not coming. Popeye only saved olive oil. I never saw him save anybody else. So we need to just get all of those fanciful ideas out of our minds because it just won't work. Clark Kent only went into that phone booth to get Lois out of mess. I never saw him do it for anybody else. So he's not coming. You can forget that. You see, that's the way it really is. We have to accept the truth that the rest of them ain't coming. They're not your ride or die. They just ain't coming. It may not be the police or the military either. If you've watched the news lately, you'll know that things have changed. Our hope and faith must be anchored in the Lord himself. Saints, we live in difficult and dangerous days. Evil men are becoming worse and still worse. Suppose the military and the police become our enemies. Whom will you depend on then? What if law enforcement turns on law-obeying people? What then? What if all the courts and judges only rule in favor of evil people? What then? Who will be your justice then? Psalm 7, verse 11. Psalm 7, verse 11. God judgeth the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. God judges the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. Psalm 9, verse 8. Psalm 9, verse 8. And he, speaking of Jesus, shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. Now, lately, we've seen law enforcement using strategies and equipment from the military against the people. And the people are protesting because they want their rights protected. But what we see is law enforcement using military mechanics against the people who pay them and pay for the things they're using. Something's not right, people. Something's not right. Something's really gone wrong. Psalm 50, beginning with verse 4. Psalm 50, beginning with verse 4. He shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. We keep talking about the covenant relationship, that it's not like any other relationship. You see, we entered into a covenant relationship with Jesus Christ through his sacrifice on the cross. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself. When we pray, we ask for judgments, adjudications from the righteous judge himself. We're not going to any earthly court to get our prayers answered or to get something done about the situation. We are not asking the Supreme Court anything. We're going to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We're going to the Lord of Hosts and the righteous judge, because he's the one who rules in righteousness. And we have a covenant relationship with him, a covenant relationship. Our God protects us from the enemy's trap. In Psalm 91, verse 3, Psalm 91, verse 3, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He will deliver us from the trap of the enemy. The snare of the fowler is when someone's trying to trap a bird. They put it down with a little leaves over it, so hopefully the bird doesn't notice. And that's how some of us go through life. There are little traps over there, and we're busy doing our thing, and we don't notice what's right over there. But he delivers us. You're going over there, well, I think I'll go witness to this lady, and the Holy Spirit says, no. Nope. But did she need, no. He says yes, and he says no. And when he says no, it's no. Sometimes it's not the right time. Also, you don't know if she's got a gun. Amen. They walk in churches with firearms and kill the people in the churches. This is the world we live in. They blow up synagogues still. They've never stopped doing it. They don't care how many people are in. The more, the merrier. So you see, you have to stay connected to the Lord. You have to know in an instant what he wants you to do. It's the truth. This is how we live now. Things have changed. Psalm 124, beginning with verse 6. Psalm 124, beginning with verse 6. Blessed be the Lord, who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. He had turned us over to them so they can eat us alive. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. We get out of it. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Devil, you missed again. We just had a testimony on Friday night. The sister called in and said the car that she was given caught on fire. She had just enough time to get out of it and to get to the other side of the street without a car hitting her. So either you're going to believe the Lord protects you or you're not. But be solid about it. Make up your mind. Okay, so it's a black SUV following you. Well, and so? Amen? Ask God for wisdom and do what he says. But cut out that quaking and shaking that you usually do. Cut it out. It's not of God. You need to pull over and bind your own demon and command it to leave you in the name of Jesus and cough that booger out and send him to the feet of Jesus to be judged. You see, you have authority over your own demon, and you need to stop pretending that you don't. Yes, you need the deliverance ministry. Yes, you need pastor to pray. Yes, you need. Yes, you do. But there are moments when God wants you to use the authority you do have to do what ought to be done. He's still God. The name of Jesus still works. You're sitting there shaking and nervous and all, No. You bind your own dumb devil because that is your dumb devil. And you cast him out of yourself. Why? Because you let him in to begin with. Amen. Do your repentance and get busy. Lord, I look to you for help. Lord, you are my place of safety. Don't let them devour me. Let them fall into their own traps while I escape to safety. Amen. You you're driving down the street in your neighborhood, minding your own business, it looks just as nice as anybody else's neighborhood or any side of town. And suddenly you hear gunshots. One from one side of the street, one from the other. You're right in the line of fire. Well, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? I remember when I was growing up, they built some apartments behind our home and our neighborhood where it was once just wood. And those people weren't like us. They got up shooting early in the morning. And I had to go outside and hang my brother's diapers on the clothesline. Yes, he had cloth diapers. I'd washed them in the washer. We didn't have a dryer. We had a clothesline. And I had to go outside and hang up the laundry. And you could hear those bullets ricocheting off the trees. Now, either I'm going to sit up and be concerned about those bullets or I was going to hang the clothes up. Well, I'm here to tell you, I hung the clothes up, came inside the house and went to school. Amen. I was around 10 at that time. See, you're either going to be tough in Christ or you're not. You're either going to be bold and courageous or you're not. I've had plenty of opportunities to be bold and courageous. I was working in a city. This was my second job I went to after I got off my first job. And I parked my car in the little parking lot there next to the business. And I went inside, and somebody said to me, "You know where you parked your car?" I said, "Yeah." Said, "Earlier this morning, it was a dead man laying right there." I said, "Okay." And I proceeded to go right on. I didn't turn around and run out of there in fear. I have worked in penal institutions where the population was out walking around right along with me. They weren't locked up in some cage somewhere. No, they were out walking around. And I was right out there walking around with them, with murderers and rapists and all kinds of folk. Seriously, this is where they sent the incorrigible ones. They come in, double file to lunch, and I'm standing out there walking in the other direction. I stood still, and they filed around me. The management was scared because, see, when you go to work at a penal institution, you basically sign your life away on the paper. And they tell you, if you become a hostage, they're not going to negotiate for you. And you sign off knowing that. You sign off knowing that if you become a hostage, they're not going to negotiate for you. You're on your own. So you see, life is full of growing up opportunities, isn't it? And either you're going to trust the Lord or you're not. I can remember working at that same penal institution. On a Friday, it was deathly quiet there. When I came back to work on that Monday, they told me that there had been a murder on Sunday. Somebody took a spoon and honed it off until they made an instrument of war with it. They told me what time it happened. They told me what room it was in. They told me that this particular person that I had seen face to face took that spoon and stabbed it right in somebody's heart, and the blood went gushing everywhere. It went all over the nurse, and she about flipped out. And I could time it. I knew exactly when it happened. I know where I was when it happened. I was in the choir stand, and we had just finished singing a song and sat down. Let me explain to you. Life is full of challenges. It's full of dangers, seen and unseen. So in our world, you know, right up the street, we had a murder. A young man with his friends were in their vehicle, playing their music, minding their business. And somebody of another race decided that he couldn't stand them. They weren't outside the vehicle. They were inside being teenagers, because that's what they were. But he decided to take his armed weapon and use deadly force against them because he didn't like their music. Right at the McDonald's up the street, right up there, we've had the cops come in and have shootout with people in the drive-thru. So now, saints, this is real life. This isn't one of these sermons you just hear it, and, oh, that was a nice sermon, Pastor. No, this is practical information you need to live. Either you're going to believe that Jesus Christ is your protection 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or you're not. And you need to know what you're going to do. This is serious. This is serious. You see, just the other day, early in the morning, there was a shootout with the cops in another part of town. You could have been driving through on the way to the 24-hour pharmacy. You would have been in the line of fire. This is the world we live in. It's not like it was when you were a little girl. Things have changed. Now, children playing in their front yard, somebody can just pull up in their car, snatch them, and run off with them. This is a different place. These scriptures have come to greater meaning in our lives. People go what we call postal. You're at work, you're minding your own business, you're doing your job, blah, blah, blah. Somebody walks in and that's it, it's over. You better hit the deck fast. This is our world. We don't know what's going to happen from moment to moment. We just know the one who does. So you need to keep your repentance current, saints. Many of us live on what is literally a military base. We live in cities where the military lives there. Now, when the enemy decides to strike, just where do you think they're going to strike? So I'll tell you like I told them at my mother's funeral when I got up to speak. We live on a military installation. You need to keep your repentance current. You may not know the day, the hour, or the moment. You can't be so busy on the way to the grocery store that you fail to hear the Holy Spirit warn you. It does not matter what side of town you live on or what neighborhood you live in. Sin is everywhere. So now, can we be real with Jesus? The Lord is our protection in times of sorrow and grief. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 4. Let me turn there. That would be helpful. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 4. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heavens. verse 4, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. Whenever we experience loss, grief comes alongside. Loss is an unavoidable part of this life, whether it be through death, divorce, job loss, victimization, disability, property loss, or any of the other tragedies and disappointments. As we journey through loss and even sorrow, our lives will either become more forward. We will either move forward. We will either keep moving forward toward restoration and recovery, or we will become immobilized and at loss in our own wilderness. So when loss comes and grief and sorrow are present, we're either going to move through it or we're going to get stuck. And if we get stuck for too long, we'll be lost in a wilderness of our own. Many who have walked with the Lord through intense grief have experienced a level of God's grace that they might never have known otherwise. Deep hurts require deep healing. It may require a longer healing process and a more exacting experience than we believe that we can handle. No matter how penetrating and uncomfortable our emotions may be, we should see those emotions through to the end. We should see those emotions through to the end while holding on to our Heavenly Father's hand. When we allow for our emotions to have proper expression, the healing that we so desperately need can begin to break through the emptiness and pain. You see, Jesus said that he had come to heal the brokenhearted. But you see, we have to allow the process to work. We can't preempt the process. There is a process. Amen? Everyone does not experience the same emotions. It's very individual. But whatever you experience, you need to experience it with the Lord. This is not a time to let go of God's unchanging hand. This is a time to cling to him all the more. When we allow for our emotions to have proper expression, the healing that we so desperately need can begin to break through the emptiness and pain. If instead we deny our emotions and stifle them or just ignore them, our grief and sorrow will fester and may well give rise to harmful manifestations later on. So you don't get out of this. You either go through it with the Lord, you go through it with grace, or you develop a problem of your own. That's the way this works. We have an enemy who will use these events in our lives to prey upon us. He can't wait to pounce on you. Unless we allow the Lord Jesus Christ to take us through our seasons of grief, sorrow, and loss, and see them through to the end, Satan can and will use our denials of truth to create an evil stronghold within our lives. He's not playing. He's out for the kill. He's not playing. He's out for the kill. That's what he is. He'll sit there and wait. And he'll wait. He'll wait till all the company has left. You know, all the people that have come to tell you that they're praying for you and that they love you and they're holding you before the Lord and all of those things, he'll wait till they're gone, where you're there by yourself. He'll wait till at night when you're trying to go to sleep. He'll wait. And he will come and pounce on you if he can. In Nahum chapter 1, verse 7, Nahum, N-A-H-U-M, Old Testament scripture. Chapter 1, verse 7, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. He's a stronghold for us in the day of trouble, and he knows those of us who are trusting in him. We must also allow for the ending of our season of loss, grief, and sorrow when it is time to move forward. It is possible to grieve too long. There is a time to cast off mourning. There is a time to cast off mourning. There are those who try to run away from their grief. They insist that they must be active and busy all the time. They think foolishly that if they just keep running, that they will outrun the pain. That really doesn't work. Many crash and burn trying to do it this way. You see, there's a right way to grieve. Amen? There's a right way to go through pain, sorrow, and loss. You go through with the Lord. Psalm 46, verse 10. Psalm 46, verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. This is actually the answer that is needed. First Samuel chapter 16, verse 1. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 1. God's appointed season of grieving for Samuel over Saul's removal from power had reached its limit. You see, pity parties and isolation from life will not extend the season to please our flesh either. I'm just going to sit here and cry. I'm going to stay depressed. I'm never getting married again. I'm never going to trust anybody again. Lord, why did you take my child? Lord, we've just been married for a short time. Lord, I've been on that job for over 40 years. Lord, my mother was too young to die. Why did you let her sit there in pain and that cancer eat her up? Lord, I've been good. I've been going to church since I was a child. Now tell me, Lord, why is it half my family died in that accident? Lord, that was a drunk driver that took my child. Lord, you know I'm a hard worker. I've been working since I was a child. I've been saving my money, paying my bills, and going to work. But now they're putting me out my house, the house I paid for. We going through this divorce, and they're taking my house, and they've already taken the car. Why am I going through this? You see, saints, you have to go through it with the Lord. There's things about the Lord that you will never know till you walk through the alleyways of anguish with him. Job said, I thought I knew you, but now my eye seeth thee. There's parts of Jesus you won't know, understand, and grasp until you walk with him through the valley of the shadow of death. You have to walk with him through the pain. Lord, I was a good wife. I cooked his meals. I took care of his clothes. I had his babies, and he not only cheated on me, he had two other outside families. What is this? You have to walk through it with the Lord. Jesus came to heal the brokenhearted. Amen. Amen. See, God's appointed season of grieving for Samuel over Saul's removal of power had reached its limit. It was time for Samuel to either move forward or to miss the next move of God. You can't sit in your mess so long that you miss the blessings God has coming down the road for you. I mean, you can only cry so many tears. Joshua, on the other hand, was different. Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 8. Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 8. And the children of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. So the days of weeping and mourning for Moses were ended. There is a time to end the weeping and the mourning. The time does come. What if Joshua had allowed his grief over the death of Moses to extend beyond the appointed season? In that case, Joshua would not have crossed over into the promised land for God's people. His grief would have consumed the strength that he needed to conquer what was ahead of them. Joshua mourned, regained his strength, and moved on when the time came. Yes, saints, our God will protect us during our seasons of loss and sorrow. Psalm 46, verse 1. Psalm 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Psalm 91, verse 11. Psalm 91, verse 11. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Exodus chapter 33, verse 14. Exodus chapter 33, verse 14. And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. I will give thee rest. Psalm 112, verse 7. Psalm 112, verse 7. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemy. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 19. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 19. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Amen. Amen. Rise to the benediction. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace in Jesus' name. And the church said amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Saints, our fast continues until, what is it, 6 p.m.?
It's new?
Okay, I can't remember. I fast so long I forget things like that. I just keep going. All right, our fast is over. Let's praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now, saints, we have recovered. Don't get the grumbling and miss your recovery. You did all this fasting, all this praying, all this seeking the Lord. Get your recovery. Get what the devil stole from you. Amen? In Jesus' name, Pastor loves you, and we will see you again on Wednesday, God willing. Amen. Praise the Lord.